Now, we are in actually a rather doleful section of the book of Psalms, and they are connected here, by the way. We have a direct line that have a very close connection, and that began back with Psalm 9, and it will continue right on through Psalm 15. And these psalms, they have to do with that time of trouble that's coming and the different ones that figured during that time of trouble, the great tribulation. Antichrist is identified in this section, as we've already seen, and that Jewish remnant that will be true to God, and also the great company of Gentiles that will turn to the Lord during that period. And yet it's a time of great testing. And David writes this psalm out of an experience, and it has a contemporary interpretation. It also has a prophetic or a chronological interpretation. It reaches down to the very end of the age in which actually we're living today and after the church is removed. It has a wonderful application to us. Now, in this 13th psalm, David was being pursued, obviously, here by Saul. He was hiding in the cave of Adullam, and probably the Philistines were teamed up to find him out. He probably was in the wilderness of Ziph, and this man, day after day, found himself in this very awkward position. And in weariness of body and soreness of mind and heart, he cries out to God, "How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever?" In other words, he sounds a very pessimistic note here. How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? He feels as if God has forsaken him, and he's on his own. And what you have here is, as Dr. Franz Delitzsch put it, you have a long, deep sigh. It comes finally from a relieved breast by an already much more gentle and half-calm prayer. This is the way he described it. And will you notice now, how long, he says, shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? How long will this continue? At this time, David was a very weary man. And then he turns in prayer to God. This is his resource and his recourse. Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. In other words, he said, I'm afraid to go to sleep. Help me to sleep that I get rest, but at the same time that no enemy will come up and kill me while I'm asleep. David, you see, was in grave danger at the time he wrote this. Lest mine enemies say, I have prevailed against him, and those who trouble me rejoice when I am moved. He said the enemy would rejoice, and of course he would rejoice against God, by the way. But now notice, he settles back in wonderful faith and trust in God, having heaved this sigh, this awful sigh of sorrow. And then it continues into a prayer. And then he finally rests back in a faith in God. This is a beautiful psalm. Listen, but I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. Now, David didn't think he was going to be smart enough to get out of this on his own. He took every precaution, of course, but he knew only God could deliver him, and God was his salvation. And he says, I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. My friend, today, wherever you are and whoever you are and however you are, can you still sing praises to God? Now, I find it easy today, and the Lord has been so good to me, and it's easy for me to praise him today. But I think of that man that's right here in Southern California, a man that was in the world for many years, ignored God, and then he took cancer, flat of his back and he's turned to the Lord through listening to this program, and right now I suppose he's listening, and he is in a bad condition, yet a friend of mine who visits him told me, he says, it would rejoice your heart and humble you to go and visit this man and see how in the midst of this that he talks about how good God has been to him and how God has saved him and how wonderful he is. May I say to you, when you can praise God in a spot like that, you've arrived, and you may be much farther along than I am, my friend.